Well, Rob, what it does is a very small thing that'll have a large impact. It creates a new subsection to the possession of marijuana statute that currently has a maximum penalty of 1 year. And for possession of less than 14 grams of marijuana, it would make it a misdemeanor punishable by a maximum sentence of 90 days. Now, what this does, Rob, is it keeps these cases in the district court where they properly belong. We have an inordinate number that are brought in district court. The defendants pray jury trials to the circuit court, and it's really causing a great clog on the system.
There are some who would say, here's the state's attorney of Baltimore City arguing for a weaker drug law.
Right, and Rob, the beauty of this statute is that the current version that has the 1 year maximum penalty would remain in effect. So a prosecutor, both in Baltimore City, Baltimore County, or any jurisdiction, would still be able to charge a defendant for possession of marijuana with the 1 year maximum penalty, regardless of the quantity. This is a statute is modeled after the theft statute, which was amended several years ago to accomplish the same objective.
But you had the option of charging it of a misdemeanor if it's less than 14 ounces, you said?
14 grams.
14 grams, I should say.
No, that's fine, Rob. Yeah, exactly. No, 14 grams, and that's exactly right, Rob. It gives the prosecutor an option. He can either charge under the existing, regardless of the quantity, if it's less than 14 grams, he can charge under the existing statute for 1 year, or if he thinks it's appropriate or she thinks it's appropriate, can charge for the 90-day.
Would you probably use the misdemeanor for a first-time offender? I mean, is that one of the factors? That wouldn't automatically be for a first offender, though.
It would, but even more so, we believe strongly that if this bill passes, by keeping these cases in the district court, we will be able to move many of these defendants into our pretrial diversion program where they will not even be charged or have any kind of record at all.
And do you sense it might also prevent repeat offenders?
Well, that's our hope. That's our hope, because we think if we can move more of these individuals into our diversion program, it will cause them from not reoffending.